Like we said in our sports updates this past weekend, it may not have been a homecoming win for the Prescott Cardinals football team this past Friday when they took on La Crosse Aquinas, but the Cardinals played Aquinas tougher than any other team they have played so far this year, challenging the number 4 Blue Golds to a one-possession game at halftime, but falling ultimately in the end by a final score of 32-15. The game was a little closer than the scoreboard may have indicated, and head coach Jordan Hansen of the Cardinals was pleased at the way his team played in spurts, and they learned a ton as a team as they get ready for Osceola.
Yeah, I think you learned a lot from a loss, you know, more than a win. You know, I've said that before. All these games are getting us ready for the postseason. I mean, all these teams are playing are postseason teams, and then, you know, ranked in the state, so it's a high-caliber postseason teams. You know, we've lost to Durand, Ellsworth, and Aquinas. All have a combined loss of 1. Durand barely lost to Regis. That was their 1 loss. Otherwise, Aquinas and Ellsworth are undefeated. So, you know, we're trying to build a program. It was great to make the playoffs. Now we're hanging with these teams, and then we're in these games. Now the next step is to just to figure out how to get over that hump. But you got to be in these games first, and we continue to grow, and our kids continue to work. And even though we lost, it's fun to see these kids grow and keep grinding and keep fighting. And, you know, we get another test next week, and then it's playoffs.
The homecoming crowd at Laney Field this past Friday night was bigger than I have ever seen in the past 10 years. The Cardinals fed off their energy all night long.
Yeah, absolutely. That game, the Central game, I mean, it's just awesome. Our fans, you know, are turning out in our student section, man. They just keep rocking it on a blast, and they're up there singing, dancing. It translates onto the field for us. Our kids feed off that energy. So, you know, last year was my first year here, and that being a COVID deal and not being able to have fans, you know, I never got to experience that. And for this year, for that to happen, it's been a blast. And our fans are awesome, and, you know, they hang with us, and, you know, we feed off their energy.
Coach Hansen also gives props to the Prescott band who got everybody going, whether they're on the field or in the stands.
Yeah, absolutely. Is there anything better than a high school band? I mean, that just gets the blood going. We're not, you know, they're out there playing the songs in pregame. I mean, it jacks you up. You know, we love to get our band ready and get them playing and get us going before the games. High school football is something else. It's just fun, you know, coming out there and, you know, in that beautiful weather, you know, homecoming, you got a huge crowd and you got the band playing, and sometimes you got to look over your shoulder and take it in. And, you know, all week, our kids, they had things going on all week, you know, and having a blast, and, you know, the students up there having a blast. So it's a fun week for our kids. They had fun too.
This past Friday night on homecoming was also a big stage for one of the Prescott running backs and senior Aiden Russell. Russell put up the best rushing totals against Aquinas this season, running the ball 26 times for 177 yards and a touchdown, averaging nearly 7 yards per carry. As if we needed more proof, Russell and the offensive line doing what they did against Aquinas just proves how special the Prescott line and Russell really are.
Yeah, and he's a different kid. He does everything the right way. He's worked for everything he's got. He's a weight room warrior. You know, he's just a great kid in class, and he's never jacked around. He's just an awesome kid to coach, and a kid that will give you everything he's got. And, you know, I've been coaching the game for 9 years now, and I know a special player when I see one, and he's amazing, and I'm glad he's on our team, and I can't say enough good things about him.
After the Cardinals picked off tough quarterback Jackson Flottmeyer in the first half, they proved that they were in it for the whole game. And the Cardinal defense did the best job out of any team through the first 8 games of the season in defending that pass. It all started with that first interception.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, those things are huge. And when those opportunities come about, you got to take advantage of those, because they don't happen very often when he's throwing the ball. So that pick was huge for us and kind of kept the momentum on our side there right before half, kind of played into the momentum going into half, giving ourselves a chance. So that pick was huge. And when you play a team like Aquinas, that is dynamic as they are offensively, you got to take advantage of those opportunities. And, you know, a couple times we just couldn't do that in the second half, or, you know, had him in a sack situation and he was able to get out of it, or the fumble that was on the ground and they fell on it. You know, when you play a good team like Aquinas, you just got to have those things go your way and do those little things. But, yeah, the first half, you know, that pick, interception, that was huge for us and gave our kids and our D-backs confidence that they could cover those guys.
We should know more about playoff seeding and matchups after Friday's game at Osceola.
So everything's changed a little bit this year. Usually the coaches seed, but this year it's a computer that's seeding. So we'll know Friday night on who the 224 teams are that are in the playoffs, and then obviously you can do the math on enrollment to figure out what division you are in. So we'll know that Friday night, and then Saturday morning is when they're supposed to release the brackets. It might happen right when we're at the tax, so that'll be a fun one, a little playoff special edition there.
Cards in Osceola Friday.